This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today with a new series, a project that has been in the work for months. That is, well, a little bit unusual. This summer, a group of Marketplace reporters and producers, basically our entire Wealth and Poverty team, went out and opened up a bureau of their own, a news bureau. Not Chicago, not Atlanta, not Dallas or Seattle, but in a neighborhood right here in Los Angeles, about 8 or 10 miles up the road from where I'm standing right now, called Highland Park. Unless you live in L.A., you've probably never heard of it, but you probably have something like Highland Park in your own city. It's a working-class neighborhood that got hot and fast. People with money started moving in. New businesses started opening up, and then everything started to change. That whole process and why it happens isn't new at all. What we wanted to know for this project is, how does that happen? That's what we're going to spend a good part of this week exploring, starting with a quick once around the Highland Park neighborhood with our Wealth and Poverty reporters, Chrissy Clark and Noel King. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Tell me where we are.
Well, we are standing outside of Café de Leche, yep, which is a very popular neighborhood coffee stop. It's been open for about 6 years. And the talk about Café de Leche is that it's kind of ground zero for some of the changes that Highland Park has been seeing.
So this is part of why people are moving to this neighborhood, or feel like it's a proof of concept. Like, okay, there's a café here. I can live here.
And the concept is, we should say right up top, gentrification.
Gentrification, which is a word that not everybody uses, yeah, not everybody knows the definition of or feels comfortable with in this place, but it is, one way or another, however you slice it, this neighborhood is changing very fast.
All right, here we go. Café de Leche. Oh, man, this is awesome. Closed brick, wood beams, it's packed. Hi, I'm told I want a horchata latte, please.
Horchata with espresso, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys want anything else?
How are the cookies?
Actually really good. We have some gluten-free ones.
No, man, no. I'm just going to go with the coffee, thanks.
All right, $4.
Perfect. How long you been here?
I've lived here for like 20-plus years. You know, I grew up here in Highland Park.
So give me the quick once over on how the clientele has changed.
You have people walking their dogs at like midnight. 5 years ago, you wouldn't leave your house past 9 o'clock at night. So, I mean, that says something.
Thank you. Ooh, with the pretty leaf thing, too? You guys are good, man. All right, well, we got a boogie. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Be good.
So, in some ways, kind of the change that has rippled through Highland Park,
yep,
started at Café de Leche and has been making its way down York Boulevard.
It's actually funny, really, because you can look at a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7 storefronts, right? And you can tell which ones are the gentrified ones and which ones aren't. Junior's Discount, not gentrified. Meridian Mercado Dezino is gentrified. On this 100-foot-long stretch of York, it's 50-50.
And what we're really watching right now is we're watching the economy change before our eyes.
Right.
We're the Wealth and Poverty Desk. We're in a neighborhood right now where you have both in one zip code.
Right.
And that is becoming more and more common in cities across America.
All right, let's move along. Where are we going?
Welcome to the Highland Park Bureau.
So this is it? This is the Bureau?
This is
the mighty Bureau?
Is
Look at that.
Bureau.
Marketplace Wealth and Poverty, a place for neighborhood stories. Cool. Look at this. It's not much, but it's home. We are, what, like 10 minutes from downtown? So why did you guys have to be here, right? Why did you need the pop-up bureau?
We're here because embedding in the neighborhood seemed like a better way to tell stories than parachuting into the neighborhood, especially when we wanted real in-depth reporting.
All right.
And we thought, if we're going to be reporting on a neighborhood, let's make these people our neighbors.